is our returning champion, Paul Ehrman from Boulder, Colorado. Stand by to see Paul play for a dune buggy valued at $6,100. Tonight on America's Biggest Bargain Sale, we're offering a Cadillac Eldorado valued at $35,679 for $610. All the prizes and a cash jackpot of $53,000 for $830. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Why, thank you. Thank you very much. And good evening. Welcome to Sale of the Century. Delighted to have you with us. Cash jackpot up to $53,000. We add $1,000 every day it's not hit. Might be of interest to a fine champion, Paul Ehrman. Hello, Paul. Nice to see you again. You got a ways to go before we talk about the cash jackpot, but however, right now you've got $153 in your bank account. A win today with just 42 more dollars, that's all you need for that dune buggy worth over $6,000, and of course, more and better things up the line. You ready to go?
I am indeed.
Good luck, fine champion. Here to introduce the challengers all across America is our own Miss USA, Summer Bartholomew.
Hello.
And you were Miss USA.
Yes, I was in 75.
Shh, don't say that far back. I don't know. You were. It was just last week, right?
It was. Yes,
that's
just
not
last
that,
week.
That's not that far back.
No,
who
not.
Do you have for us?
Oh, our first contestant at 5 feet towers over everyone in her basketball league. From San Francisco, California, help us welcome Ellen Peskin.
Hello, Ellen.
Our second contestant's life ambition is to sail the South Pacific. Originally from Norwalk, Connecticut, let's greet Rick Dale.
Hello, Rick. And we'll see you later with some bargain, Summer. Rick, who didn't want to come out there for a moment. Now, don't be afraid.
Oh, Rick wanted
you
to
want
come
to
out.
You want to sail the South Pacific.
I certainly do, Jim. I want to work hard now and retire young and sail off into that beautiful South Pacific.
Oh, you got to sail your own boat? Have you got?
I hope so. Yep. I hope so. I'm going to have to work real hard.
All right. Well, good luck. Good luck here. Nice
Thank
to have you.
You
here. Ellen, you tower over everyone in your basketball league, and you're only 5 feet.
I'm an official for a children's basketball league.
Oh, I see. Oh, okay. With a good sense of humor. Nice to have you here as well. $20 starts all three players off. We'll get started with this question. Name the American religious leader who in a 1963 speech proclaimed, "I have a dream." Rick.
King.
That's right, Martin Luther King it is. $5 for the correct answer. And Rick goes to 25. According to the title of the famous film, what temple did Indiana Jones go to, Paul?
The Temple of Doom.
That's the one, the Temple of Doom. $5 for Paul added to his score. He's at 25. What twin towers constitute the tallest, Rick?
World Trade Center.
Tallest building in New York? You are right. Nicely anticipated. World Trade Center it is. Rick goes to 30. In his most chilling work, what year was used as the title by writer George Orwell? Rick?
1984.
Just beating the champion to the buzzer, Rick is right again. He goes to 35. What vitamin is also known as ascorbic acid? Ellen.
C.
C is right. Yes, indeed. Ellen goes to 25. All three players with correct answers there. But it is time now for an instant bargain, and the player in the lead can buy bargain merchandise. Rick, you have a $10 lead. Now, remember also, a sale surprise with a bonus could come up at any time. With a $10 lead, Rick, your option, you can buy this.
Rick, you can pitch in and enjoy this fabulous camping equipment. A weatherproof tent, backpacks with adjustable padded shoulder straps, and comfortable downfilled sleeping bags from the Camping Warehouse. It's normally priced at $587. Today on Sale of the Century, chores for only $6.
Oh, you can pitch in? My goodness.
Whoa, it looks wonderful.
It really is terrific. And do you know that all of this stuff would fit on a boat going to the South Pacific? You could sit on the boat. I think he believes me. No, I don't. But it is $587 worth of equipment, and it would only cost you $6. You have a $10 lead. If you are you interested?
Go ahead.
Yes.
Rick.
Ellen thinks you should be interested.
I should.
Can I interest you by giving you another $200 to go with it? $787 bargain for $6, and you would still have a $4 lead. Going once. Going twice. He's buying. Enjoy all the equipment.
Thank you.
Enjoy the $200.
Thank you.
We knocked the $6 off your score, as promised, still in the lead, but it has been cut to $4. Back with this. Which of the seven original astronauts was the first American to orbit the Earth? Ellen.
John Glenn.
John Glenn is right. Ellen adds another $5, goes into the lead by $1.
Hey,
all right.
I'm going. Let's go.
I'm going as fast as I can.
Come on.
Name the American city after which Charles Lindbergh named his famous Paul.
St. Louis.
St. Louis for the spirit of St. Louis. Paul's going now, Ellen. He's up to 30 as well.
I'm coming back.
Let me know when it's my turn.
Okay. Go, Jim.
Name the American author who won a Pulitzer Prize for The Old Man and the Sea. Paul.
Ernest Hemingway.
You got it. Paul goes into the lead, going to 35. Helen, I can see why you're a successful coach.
Okay.
Now let's see how successful you are now with the Fame Game as we play for a pick of that Fame Game board. We are looking for a famous person. Buzz in when you know. I was born in 1951 in New Jersey. At age 12, I took operatic singing lessons, but soon turned to acting. I was nominated for a Tony for 27 Wagons Full of Cotton on Broadway. I made my screen debut in Julia. I won an... Ellen?
Vanessa Redgrave.
Incorrect.
No.
Now the rest of the question, and you stay at 30. No dollar doll. You're playing for the pick of the board. Rick needs no more information.
Diane Carroll.
Oh, you're wrong. Oh, Paul, big break for you. You've got the rest of the question all to yourself. Made my screen debut in Julia, won an Oscar nomination for Best Supporting Actress in The Deer Hunter. I starred in Sophie's Choice. You may all... Paul?
Meryl Streep.
Yes, indeed. She started out studying opera. Interesting. Paul, you've got that pick of the board.
Oh, boy. Number six.
And behind number six, we have a typewriter. Smith Corona's portable enterprise electronic typewriter. A sleek new state-of-the-art typewriter furnished by Smith Corona.
That is a $389 typewriter. Paul, that's yours to keep, no matter how you finish in the game. And Ellen, is it okay with you if I go to a commercial now?
I love Meryl Streep.
Okay, can I go to the commercial?
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you, Ellen. We'll be right back. Champion's in the lead. He's got $35. He needs $42 and the win for that dune buggy. He's got a $5 lead. Ellen at 30, Rick at 29. Good game. Back with this. From which country did the United States purchase Louisiana? Rick.
France.
France is right. Rick adds another five, pulls it within $1 with Paul. Name the man who portrays the TV title character in Magnum P.I. Paul.
Tom Selleck.
Tom Selleck is right. Paul hits the $40 mark. $2 short of that dune buggy. Remember, he must win with it. What's the name of the lady scientist who discovered radium? Rick?
Marie Curie.
And also coined the word radioactivity. Marie Curie. You did so well with that, almost knocked something down in the back. You're right for another five. Rick, going to 39. Name the famous mythological king who possessed the golden touch. Rick?
Midas.
Midas is right for another five for Rick. And he goes into the lead by $4. So again, Rick, you have the option with an instant bargain. You can buy this.
The proud parents will be even prouder with this beautiful cradle with lace-covered canopy made of solid brass. This cradle offers old-world quality with modern grace. It's furnished by Swan Brass Beds. This beautiful cradle is normally priced at $1,200. Today on sale of the century, it can be yours for only
$12. $12, Rick. That's beautiful. $1,200 cradle for 12. And you have six kids.
No, I don't.
You have no kids.
No kids.
No
I'd
kids.
I'd like six kids.
You'd like,
I'd like six,
six
kids.
Had a girl. Ellen, would you like to stay
Thank
at a
you,
Ellen's doing terrific.
I like it, Joe.
Ellen, should I sell it to him?
Oh, shall money? I buy it?
No. I'll tell you what I'll do, though,
okay,
Rick.
What?
I will do this. Do you have somebody maybe could use this? You know? Yes?
Definitely.
Okay. $1,200 is what it costs. You would be trailing by $1. If I cut that price down, so you've got a $4 lead, I will sell it to you for $5. You'd be trailing by a dollar, but you'd have a $1,200 beautiful brass bed. Going once, going twice, he's going to buy it for $5. Good job. And we knocked the $5 off your score, and you're down now to $39. You trail by $1 as promised, but you've got a $1,200 brass bed. That's
Great.
Lovely. Back with this. Covering parts of Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming, it's our oldest, Ellen?
The Rockies?
Oh,
no.
It's our oldest and largest national park. Yellowstone is our
so
oldest
close.
And largest. I know. God, but you lose five, Ellen. I'm sorry.
Oh, me too.
So, something very odd happened every time Pinocchio told a lie. Rick?
His nose grew.
His nose grew.
His nose grew.
Both of them grew, but I'll only give you $5. Rick,
yeah. Thank you.
The nose grew. He walked over the $40 mark again. What's the last letter of the Greek alphabet? Paul.
Zeta.
No. Omega. Omega. Alpha to Omega. You lose $5 on that, and you're down to 35. Rick, back in the lead there again. Every July 14th, the people of France. Rick?
Bastille Day.
That's exactly what they celebrate. You are right with beautiful anticipation. Name the Shakespearean lady who kept washing her hands and muttering out. Rick?
Macbeth.
That's right. Out damn spot. Lady Macbeth. Macbeth is all we needed. You've got it for another five, going to 54. Yes, because I gave you lady, and you only needed to add Macbeth. Out damn spot. That's either... That's either, yes? That's either Shakespeare or Josephine the Plumber, friends. We'll be right back. Our champion, Paul Ehrman, is just $7 away from that over $6,000 dune buggy, but he must win. And right now he's trailing. It is Rick in the lead at 54. Paul's at 35. Ellen not out of it at 25. We've added a $15 money card up there on the board someplace. That could cut into Rick's lead. Buzz in when you know this famous place. I am built on 14 islands, connected by 50 bridges, and I'm considered one of the world's tall.
Venice, Italy.
Incorrect. No, it is not. You're out of the rest of the question. A break for Rick and Ellen.
Good guess, though.
Yes. And I'm considered one of the world's most beautiful cities. I am a Scandinavian capital, lying between Lake Mälaren and the Baltic Sea. I'm the birthplace of Greta Garbo and the home of the Royal Ballet. And Skansken, site of Rick.
Stockholm.
Stockholm, the capital and largest city of Sweden, yes.
That's
built on 14 islands, connected by 50 bridges. I suspect there are a lot more than 50 bridges in Venice. Rick, pick of the board.
I will pick number 7.
And behind number 7, we have 15.
A big money card. $15 money card. We add that to his score, and Rick goes to $69. Paul is back in as all three players, with Ellen and Paul trying to catch Rick. It's a small board with a hole for the thumb, which an artist uses to mix called.
Palette.
That's where he mixes his colors, you're right, and Paul goes to 40. Name the largest animal that walks on Earth today. Paul.
The elephant.
Elephant, the African elephant to be specific. Elephant is all we needed. Paul at 45. What famous rock group told us you can't always get what you want? Ellen.
Rolling Stones.
Yeah, that's who it is, the Rolling Stones, and Ellen goes to 30. But with an instant bargain, Rick, you have the lead. And you can buy... Oh, Rick, look at this.
Rick, you can say aloha to this fabulous trip to Hawaii. We'll fly you and a friend from Los Angeles to Honolulu to enjoy a week in the paradise of the Pacific, the land of tropical sun, exotic flowers, and golden beaches. This relaxing trip is normally priced at $2,200. Today on sale of the century, it's yours for only
$17. $17. Beautiful trip that you would enjoy, Rick. And your lead is such that if you bought that $2,200 trip for $17, you would still have the lead. But it would be cut to $7. Like some spending money to go with it if it's going to cost you that much?
I think so.
Yeah? Tell you what, Rick, cost you $17. But if you bought it, I would give you, in addition, $500 in cash.
You got it.
He'll take it.
You got it.
Enjoy. We're not. Sale surprise goes winning, Rick. Where is it? Whoa. You've got $500 of my money. You've got a $2,200 trip. And you also have a surprise of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, $900 more in cash. Wow. What a great instant bargain. But if we knock the $17 off the score... What a great score we've got there. Paul now trails by only $7. We'll be right back. Great, great bargain. Good time. Good close game. Rick at $52. The champion Paul at 45. Ellen at 30. Back with this. What is the most holy city of Islam? Rick.
Mecca.
Mecca is right for another 5 for Rick. It's the real name. Its real name is the Flavian Amphitheater. By what name do we know, Rick?
Colosseum.
This Roman landmark. You are right. The Colosseum it is. Nicely done. With 2 in a row for Rick. Name the character in Gone with the Wind who utters the classic line, frankly, my dear Paul.
Rhett Butler.
I don't give a... Yes, you're right. Rhett Butler it is. You've got another 5. That's the character. You're up to 50. Well, we've added a $25 money card on the board right now. That could be the difference. We're looking for a famous person. I was born in Germany in 1923. Nazi persecution forced my family to move to the United States. I studied accounting and served in the U.S. Army during World War II. I earned 3 degrees at Harvard. Rick, taking a chance.
Henry Kissinger.
The chance pays off. It is indeed Henry Kissinger. Oh, big pick of the board for Rick.
Number 1.
And behind number 1, we have $400. Oh,
now, Rick, you have a $12 lead over Paul, so you could pour $400 in your pocket. Or you could try to find a big money card and pass on that $400.
I'm going
to
pick again, Jim. Number 9.
And behind number 9, we have Cappuccino Espresso Maker. The Faema Cappuccino Espresso Machine. Precision-made, 40-cup capacity, Italian styling, beautiful in any room of the house, even the kitchen. Furnished by Faema.
Well, financially, you come out a little bit ahead on that because it's $495 for that, and that is yours to keep no matter how you finish in the game. Now, where were those big money cards?
Behind the number 2 and the number 5.
Right smack up the middle was that big $25. Well, I know the champion breathed a sigh when Rick didn't find that 25, because now we finish up the game with a speed round. As many questions as we can get in 1 minute. 60 seconds on the clock, please. Looking at the score, Rick is in the lead at 62. Paul trails by 12 at 50. Ellen not out of it at 30. A lot of questions. Good luck as we start the speed round now. In dice, what number are you looking at when you throw snake eyes? Paul.
2.
Right. Name Johnny Carson's regular band leader. Rick.
Skitch Henderson.
Wrong. In the adage, what is the road to hell paved with? Paul.
Good intentions.
Right. What playing card is a picture of a jester? Paul.
Joker.
Right. In the old saying, if you can't stand the heat, get out of... Paul.
Fire.
Wrong. In the nursery rhyme, how many men were in the tub? Rick.
3.
Right. Which of our first ladies was named Rosalind? Ellen.
Carter.
Right. Of what country is Bern the capital? Paul.
Switzerland.
Right. Name the character on All in the Family was played by Carol O'Connor. Ellen.
Archie Bunker.
Right. Name the Old Testament father who nearly sacrificed his son Isaac. Ellen.
Abraham.
Right. According to FDR, what is the only thing we have to fear? Paul.
Fear itself.
Right. In French history, who was known as the Little Corporal? Ellen.
Napoleon.
Right. The African nation of Zaire was once known. Rick.
Kenya.
Wrong. What's the capital city of Australia? Paul.
Sydney.
That's incorrect. You lose $5, but you still win with $65. Congratulations. Back to the champion in a moment. Very quickly, the capital city of Australia is Canberra. The African nation of Zaire was once known as the Belgian Congo. If you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen. And the regular band leader for Johnny Carson is Doc Severinsen. Got to say goodbye to Ellen and Rick. Rick, you gave it a battle, but you did very well along the way with the camping gear.
Thank you very much.
You've got the brass cradle, the trip to Hawaii, the espresso machine, $1,657. Over $6,100 in cash and prizes for one day. Very nicely done. Ellen didn't pick up anything along the way. You, of course, have the cash in front of you. Thank you for joining
us
as well.
Thank you, Jim. I had a great time.
You've got a great sense of humor. Delighted to have you with us. And Paul goes back with me. Come on, let's go shopping back here. Paul Ehrman. Paul, congratulations. Great speed round did it for you. We add that $65 to your score. You are now up to $218, so you have enough money. If you want, say yes, you could drive away with this.
Take the high road to adventure with this thrilling dune buggy. A new Santoys two-seater. Steering brakes, lots of chrome, and quartz driving lights designed for easy night vision. Furnished by Santoys. And this prize normally priced at $6,100. Yours for only $195 on sale of the century.
And you have enough money to say yes. You can drive away with that. That's yours. Incidentally, Paul, while you and I were looking at this and Jay was talking about it, our judge was doing some checking down there. And I hate to tell you this, Paul, but time ran out before you gave that last answer. So we can't take $5 away from you for that. We're going to add $5 back to Paul's score because time had run out. So that means, Paul, that you are just $62 away from this beautiful item, Jay.
Create your own display wearing this elegant diamond necklace, a brilliant-cut solitaire diamond with white gold chain. Yours with a gift certificate from Jewels by Edouard of Beverly Hills. This beautiful diamond necklace, normally priced at $7,500. Yours for only $285 on sale of the century.
That's the next thing up the line should you decide to play on. And on up the line, $610, this beautiful automobile. Get up to $720. You can have everything we've got on this stage. And that's in excess of $73,000 worth. How about this? $830. That's what it would take. You would have all the things we have on the stage plus this.
A cash jackpot of
And its total right now is $126,659 that could be yours if you can keep on winning, taking the risk, of course, along the way. Right now, Paul, think about it for a moment.
I will.
The dune buggy is yours. You can take that and leave or put your money in the bank, taking the risk that you could get bigger and better things along the line. We'll find out your answer in a moment. Paul Ehrman, who now has $223. He needs only $195 to buy that beautiful dune buggy. You can take that and leave. Or you can put that money in the bank
You must win, of course. Yes. Another $62 would get you up to $285, which is what you would need for that beautiful necklace. Paul, I know you've been giving it some thought. What are you going to do? Are you going to take the dune buggy and leave, or are you going to come back?
It's a nice buggy, but I like it here, and I'm going to come back.
He's going to come back. Incidentally, Paul, what business are you in?
Be in the exotic automobile business.
He is in the automobile business. Somehow I didn't think he was going to take an automobile. We'll put the money in the bank. We'll add another $1,000 to that cash jackpot. $54,000. Two new challenges. Next time on Sail of the Century. Have a good evening. Bye-bye.
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 Prices are manufacturer suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording. This is Jay Stewart speaking.